joined by Northwestern student athletes, junior midfielder Hillary Bowen, senior defender Christy Finch, and sophomore midfielder Maggie Brimmer, as well as head coach Kelly Amante-Hiller. And Coach Amante-Hiller, if you'd like to get started with an opening statement, please.
Just really pleased with how the girls played today. I think they, you know, really wore Syracuse down a bit and came out in the second half and played extremely aggressive. I'd have to, you know, just say, you know, Syracuse is an unbelievable program, very well coached, and we knew it was going to be a battle, and we just tried to come out at halftime strong and aggressive and see if we could build some momentum, and we were able to do that. So really pleased, so excited to be in the final on Sunday, and you know, can't wait to see who we'll match up against.
Questions for Coach of the student athletes? Bring you in center.
Thank you.
Well, I know it seems like it's just like a single stat, me blocking her out, but it's really not. You know, it's our whole defense. You know, it starts with Morgan, and then it goes with my teammates. You know, I don't, you know, there's so much talking going on in the field. Like, it's not just me. You know, telling me when picks are coming. So this one goes to everyone, really.
Right
here. Kelly, what was your message at halftime? Because it was like two different games after the first half. So it was different time.
I just said, you know, we wanted to go out and play fearless in the second half and you know, not be afraid to take chances and go hard in that. I think that we were a little bit tentative in the beginning of the game. We had good long possessions, which was, you know, what we wanted, but we felt like we wanted to really turn up the notch in the second half and see if we could push the tempo a bit.
Skill-wise, or what you're watching, or what you were watching Katie as far as either her stick or a part of her body, what you're trying to tell your feet to do. I mean, how to, you know, when a player like, when an athlete like Katie is, you know, punching her feet and then stopping and going, I mean, can you talk more about the comments about the pulse and staying with an athlete like that?
Yeah, really what it comes down to is just hard work. You know, we've been taught that since the beginning. It's just hard work, you know, watching her, staying on her, talking. Just give it your all. It's not like a special technique to it, I don't think. Just trying my hardest.
Great.
Taylor, could you talk about the second half and why you decided to take over the game the way that you did?
Well, you know, I think it was they have such a great team, and they're just playing us really aggressively, and so I thought, you know, we have nothing to lose. Just go out there, try to make something happen, and I did what I could, but it was also, you know, on the draw circle, people stepping up, getting the draws, the defensive end getting, you know, caused turnovers, saves, whatever it was. But everyone stepped up. It was definitely a team effort.
What did you and the entire offense do differently in the second half as opposed to the first half? How are you getting the
moment? I think sort of just what Kelly said, we're just being more aggressive, trying to, you know, really wear them down and just get in there and do what we could. And I think that the fact that it was a team effort and that everyone was stepped up their level of aggression, that really helped us, and everyone kept moving. And because you can't do it, it's not a single person, it's a team, and everyone stepped up and everyone made it their goal to, you know, do whatever we could do to get some goals, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I feel like when, like, a team like Syracuse isn't on offense a lot of time, once they get the ball, they're, like, trying to rush it and trying to push it. So we're just trying to be our aggressive selves like we have been all year. And I think that when we got the draws, we got possession, and that kind of deflates them a little bit every time. And, like, our offense held the ball for a while, which was really good. And I think that just kind of took the air out of them and made them rush their shots.
Can you talk about how, I mean, Morgan looked like she was struggling a little bit in the first half.
half. Did you talk to her at halftime? Give her a pep talk. Granted, it helps when there isn't a shot for about 27 minutes. But what did she do maybe differently in the second half?
You know, I did not talk to her. Usually my husband talks to her. That's just his job, but I'm not sure what he said. But I think Morgan is such a big-time player, and any time the game is on the line, regardless of what happened in the first half or what open looks Syracuse had, she always is ready to step up when the game's on the line, and she's done that throughout her career. So I think she's going to, she did that as well today.
Bob Oakley, Annapolis Capital Newspaper. Coach, if it ends up being 10, can you comment on that matchup?
You know, we're just excited to play in the championship game. We don't prefer one team over another, and I think both of these teams are tremendous teams, Duke and Penn. They both are so well coached, and we're going to have to make sure that we're on our A game and ready to play on Sunday.
Right here, man.
Dave Carey, Baltimore Examiner. Christy, talk about less than 48 hours now turnaround time in the championship game. How hard is it to get refocused for a different team?
Well, we've kind of done this throughout the year. We've had a lot of two games in a weekend. So we're going to watch the game today and then focus in tonight. We'll watch some film and just get prepared and get a good game plan from our coaches. So we're excited to play.
Kelly, this game seemed to go scoring-wise and everything a lot like the first time we played Syracuse. Did you anticipate that with both teams having a week and having seen them and having film and all that?
I didn't anticipate that. I always hope that the scoring goes our way, but we were coming out of that halftime 7-6, and I knew that wasn't our best effort that we had. I knew we had a lot more aggression in us, both offensively and defensively, and I knew that if our girls stepped it up, they would be able to have some opportunities, not necessarily saying that we would score a lot of goals, but I knew we would have a lot more open looks, and they were able to really just capitalize on that. Yeah.
Simply the aggression level, or do you think wearing them down, or was it both of those things that gave you the fun to get the ball inside?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both of those things. I mean, I think not only our aggression on ball, but our aggression off ball. And we had some good looks on some passes in the second half, and when you have that, it's a lot tougher to defend the 1v1 because they're worried about the cut. So I think we had a really dynamic second half with looks, in different spots. And, we just said to the girls that they need to step up individually and make a difference, and I think that they did that. We had a lot of individuals really make a difference.
In the back there.
Danielle's really good. She's obviously a very big girl and she's very strong. So going up against someone who's strong and Mosenson's extremely strong, we knew that from film. And when she started to take the draw, they got those few fast break goals. We made some switches on our people behind the restraining line, and we also put Danielle in there, and she started to do really well, so we just kept her in and we put Meredith on the circle, which she's extremely good at that as well.
In front here.
Hi, Gail, Daily Orange. Given that you said it wasn't your best effort in the first half, how important was it to put them away early on and to get out of Syracuse's mind so there wasn't going to be an upset?
Well, I mean, we didn't expect that. We just wanted to, chip away. We knew that Syracuse was not going to give in. They're a tremendous program. And I think that, we played well in the first half. I just felt like we could turn it up a little bit. Just, it's such a fine difference between being aggressive and not aggressive. And I think that that's really what we focused in on. I don't think we played bad in the first half. It was just that that change that really turns us into our scoring power.
Christy, what does it feel like to be in a championship game for you?
Feel pretty lucky. I know a lot of people can't even say they've been to one, so I just like, my teammates are everything, and our coaches are amazing, so it's just, I'm so lucky to be here, I guess.
Lori, just a comment on, you know, the single season goal score, incredible, and no question. I have a comment, and I can't pronounce it, but the young woman who led the all-time list of 78 goals, I guess it's the all-time record. Any feelings about that?
Somebody mentioned that downstairs. It's not even a focus of mine. I'm just so excited that we got the opportunity to play today and that we have the opportunity to play on Sunday. And just looking forward from here, we're just going to focus in on Sunday. And that's really all that I'm worried about right now.
Tom Backwood, with a question for Coach Hillary. You've been the leader of now four great teams in a row. What's special about this team and how do you feel going into this game?
I think that the chemistry on this team is really special. We have a lot of young players, pretty young team. We graduated a heavy class last year that was personality strong. And I think the way that this team has stepped up and led and really stepped into those roles and the energy of the younger players has really made this team extremely dynamic and fun to be around every day. And I'm just so glad we have two more days.
Kelly, you've played under Gary, you've won national championships when you were in Maryland. In the week preparing for the game, what's it like mentally to think you're going up against, you know, a living legend, coaching and playing? Is there any fear that he's going to drop something on you or something different, or is it just normal preparation in your mind?
Well, I just think it's normal preparation for me. It's making sure we cross every T, dot every I, and we're thorough. We went over every possible scenario that we could think of that they would throw at us and just tried to make our girls ready for any different scenario. I knew that they were going to come out strong. I knew that they were going to fight hard for 60 minutes and you know, Gary's just so tremendous, and he's done a great job with that team this season.
Other questions? Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Can I take? I'm just kidding.
Thank you.